everybody.
Howdy.
How's it going?
We're in the same place today.
Yep.
We've been, I've been here since, what, Thursday? And we've been shooting a variety of stuff. Some light stuff for Patreon bonuses, as well as a lot of stuff for the Super Guns episode.
Yeah.
Which is, it's, I'm feeling good about, but I think it's taking a different direction than I originally expected.
Yeah, we shot at a place called Arcade Legacy last night.
It was amazing. It was the first time I'd ever been there. And, man, it's like, you know, they've got the stuff that they've got operational, which is awesome. Of course, they've got their shop, which I really liked how it was laid out. It was very simple and easy to browse compared to a lot of other retro shops. But then we got to explore their sort of kind of junkyard, really, where they've got a bunch of...
like dead machines.
Dead machines, and it was just surreal. I mean, we just got some awesome footage. Of course, this isn't a dead mall anyway. It's the only thing in a dead mall.
Yeah.
And it's a trip.
It's a unique experience.
It's
I've been talking about it for a long time.
Yeah, and you know, I've wanted to visit it ever since you've moved. Yeah, I mean, you've known about it almost since you've moved here, right?
Yeah, I think I went there like 3 months after we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everyone needs to tell me if the audio sounds okay. It's kind of rigged up right now. Actually, it's not too bad. But I mean, I don't know how it's going to sound, because the microphone's kind of a little farther away from us than we're used to.
Yeah, so hopefully this nice, wonderful conditioning of the air does not, because it feels nice to have the air conditioned.
Yeah.
But if it's too noisy, then, you know, we can turn it off. Because we've been cooling the room for a bit here.
Yeah.
But we were working down to the wire.
Yeah, we finished 5 minutes ago.
Basically, getting the last of the B-roll that, you know, there's more B-roll Corey's going to have to get for the episode. And we don't know exactly when the episode will hit, but it's going to be so good for you to have a ton of that finished, you know?
I'm going to turn up the audio on there, the input audio, just a little bit.
Okay. I'm looking over there at OBS, and it doesn't look like our audio is bouncing up particularly high.
No.
Is that normal for your stream?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's usually like a little bit lower than that.
Oh, lower?
No, I mean, it sounds good. I'm talking about the bass level.
Gotcha.
I think that's just the air conditioner.
Gotcha.
So tonight we're going to play some co-op of a game called Shock Troopers on the Neo Geo.
I've seen you like test this game out, and I've seen some footage you've recorded of it.
And you're immediately interested in it.
It just looks awesome. It looks like an awesome game. And you've got a real copy of it that you got a pretty good deal on.
Yeah. Apparently, a lot of Neo Geo NVS games are a little bit cheaper if you get them from Mexico.
You didn't go pick it up in Mexico.
No, it's shipped to me.
But you found someone who's willing to sell you one.
Yeah. So did my setup meet your expectations?
Yeah, I think so. You know, sometimes when you see images of of any given space, you have your own perspective of it. And I mean, I guess I've seen enough of this that when I walked in here, I was immediately like, that's about what I expected. No real surprises, I feel. No real surprises. It's it's about what I expected. So it's cool. I've enjoyed it. It's been cool. We spent a lot of time kind of looking over Corey's games and just kind of talking about Corey's games because, you know, why not?
Yeah, I mean, we shot some cool stuff for Patreon.
And we might try to shoot one or two more if we have time. I mean,
yeah,
I'm going to try to leave before noon tomorrow if at all possible.
Yeah, but we want to do it. We probably want to do it tonight if we're going to do it. Because we only have time in the morning.
And man, we have picked up so much stuff at game stores.
You bought a lot of stuff.
Well, I guess I did. I mean, because this was really kind of like a vacation for me. Coming here was almost like a con. I got to hang out with people. I got to buy games. I got to shoot video for My Life in Gaming episodes. That's what we do at cons, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, the real thing is, I got a Sega CD for a super crazy price.
Yeah. So. And you ejected it, and there was a copy of Soul Star in the drive from the person who traded it in.
And I'm like, oh, there's a game that I've never heard of that. And Corey's like, that's an over $100 game.
Yeah.
So now,
I mean, complete it is, but disc is like 70.
Still, though, I mean, but now that I've like, and I tested it out, and it's an awesome game, and I'm like, how do I reconcile the fact that my first Sega CD game is disc only? Like, I'm gonna have to come up with my method for Sega CD storage based around the fact that at least one of my games will not have a true case, which is not something that has happened in my collection yet. So that this is new territory.
But you liked it.
I like it, and so I'm excited. I'm excited to have it. It it does seem like a really cool game. I wasn't necessarily expecting that because I hadn't heard of it.
Yeah.
But I'm not super in on the Sega CD scene. But I thought, you know, it's good hardware to have, and I'll find things that I want for. But it's just good hardware to have, you know, for the show purposes.
Yeah.
But I mean, that was an unbelievable deal. I wasn't passing that up. I did not expect to leave here with.
And now he just seems to get.
With a $60 Sega CD with a surprise copy of an expensive and good game.
Now you just need to get a 32X and you have like every Sega console.
But you know, I was telling you, I think, you know, I'm looking at your 32X right now and I feel like it ruins the overall vibe. It's like a lighter colored gray too. It just doesn't match.
It just looks like it's different.
It's just
from this angle.
You know,
I don't know. I always thought it looked like a mushroom.
It does. It does. I mean, you know, the game I want for it, and I know a lot of people would naysay this. I kind of want the 32X version of Doom.
Yeah.
Why not?
And you can get Space Harrier on it.
But I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. But,
do we want to go ahead and start? You want to start the game?
Let's get started, because I'm excited. I've never played Neo Geo before. I am actually playing with a PlayStation controller.
Yeah, he's going to be using the controller adapter so he can play with the PlayStation controller.
Which you say that it actually, and you're playing with a...
I'm going to be playing with my arcade stick. Using the undammed... USB to Neo Geo.
So how many buttons does this game use?
It depends if you want to play. Have one person, you get a longer life where you can choose from three characters and you can swap between them whenever.
Okay. Or, now 1997, you know, I always think of Neo Geo as kind of overlapping with Super Nintendo and Genesis a little bit. You know,
You want to watch the tutorial?
Yes. Shots are fired using the A button.
Which is square.
Square, okay.
That, I think, is better. Like, it's a good way to use it. So if you hold it down, you can strafe.
Oh, okay.
And B dot, yeah. That's X is the one that
X
you,
is B?
Yes. So that's...
Evasive, that's roll.
Yeah, so it's like a really good...
Okay, what's C? Special attacks or C?
Yeah, C is a triangle.
Okay.
So you throw your grenades or whatever.
And does circle do anything?
Hit start. So there we go. So check it out. You can either be one person or you can choose a team.
We don't have much time.
I know. I'm just gonna be. I'm gonna be Loki.
What's the plus downside to being a team?
You get less life, but you have more options. It's just gonna pick your character.
Okay. Oh gosh.
There you go.
I have no idea who I chose. I just chose three people really quickly.
So we can go.
Are they all the same?
No, or? They all have different speeds and everything.
Am I going to get a chance to choose different characters later? I have no idea who.
Yeah,
I chose.
Yeah, we'll play multiple times. We only have three continues each.
Oh, okay.
Which level do you want to do?
Let's start with the left. What? I mean, does Neo Geo let you like insert extra coins?
Now,
how do I switch characters?
You didn't choose. Oh, you did. You choose the
team?
Yeah,
I chose the team.
Okay, circle switches your characters, so you can attack and, you know, you can dodge. The a bonus that you have. So I to bonus fire in multiple directions. I got to hit the button really fast. But if you hold down R1, that enables your rapid fire, so you can hold that down. But I gotta go like this.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Some nice scaling there.
Yeah.
I really don't know a ton about the Neo Geo skill.
Sorry, I'll turn off the game audio.
Well. Now, is there a Shock Troopers 2?
There is, and it's not very good.
Really? Why is that?
Apparently, it just... I mean, it's on my multi-cart.
Uh-huh.
It's just not considered... It is not, it's just not as good as this. I guess by a lot.
Now, what are these weapon pickups?
Yeah, they're weapons. They're different weapons.
Well, then, was it... Well, like, is... Oh! Is my, My special attack is what's, like, different from character to character. Right.
Right. That's right.
Like, and where how many uses does that do I have?
Your,
Specials. Like, I don't... where do I kind of see my uses?
It's the grenades right there. See how it says 15 next to it?
I've got an exclamation mark next to mine. Oh, wait, no. Okay. Oh, I just switched characters. And each one has a... Okay, each character has their own life. Was there a reason behind choosing this character, or
no.
Did you just shoot?
Remember, you can dodge, though. It's very important to dodge.
So, are you fully invincible during a dodge?
As far as I know, you are.
I always like that sword mechanic.
Makes me think of Wild Things.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So the chat is in front of us.
But we're kind of both playing, so apologies if we're a little less interactive. Well, I guess it's not true to say I haven't played Neo Geo before, because, I mean, I've played an arcade Neo Geo.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, this is...
And this technically is that.
Right. But that is... Having evade on X on is great for this game. Like, the controller adapter just works really well for it.
Yeah, I mean...
It makes sense. If you were to play with a Neo Geo CD controller, dodge would be on triangle with the official digital.
And where would shoot be?
That'd be the same place.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's very nice.
See, I got a good game. But I know that some characters... Exploded. Some characters are slower. I think it's a three-way.
I can't get like double heavy or something. Is bomb like pick up like more special attacks?
Yes. Oh.
Oh no. Switch characters. Well, this guy seems to have missiles.
Making a run for it.
That guy's got a bit of a jig.
I believe this game came out in 97. At least that's what I saw when I was looking for a thumbnail. I think it's even got like a story.
Yeah, this sort of text box and scene is not it doesn't feel like it fits the vibe of the game. Especially that sort of blue, you know, RPG-ish text box. Like, that doesn't look like something I would expect to see in an arcade at all. You know? That guy's got a face. So each route is several levels.
Yes.
So the... Like, a run through the game is almost entirely, like, different levels.
I don't know if the game ends...
At the center?
With each...
Like, it looks each one ends at the center.
Right, so there's, like, three different playthroughs.
Interesting.
I like that you can knife them when you get close. I mean, it's a bit kind of like...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I mean, you could hold down dodge and rapid fire if you wanted to. Do you feel like that's cheating? It doesn't not really bother you.
I don't know if it's all that helpful, to be honest. I mean,
well, in terms of the gun, it's very helpful.
Yes. I mean, that definitely doesn't feel like cheating because it's just kind of changing. It's like a button for changing your heading, really. It doesn't change how fast you shoot.
Right.
Oh, cool.
So this game is on the SNK collection for the... It's on the Wii and stuff like that.
Okay.
So if you wanted to buy this game, if you liked it enough, you felt like you wanted to buy it.
Is it 240p?
It's not. But it might be 480p.
Yeah, which, you know, might not be that bad.
There's birds here. I mean, birds are kind of hidden.
What's her? Oh, she's got some sort of missile, too. Oh, it's a homing missile. Cool. Would actually be really useful for an area like this.
There is an easy mode, so if they wanted to play on easy, they'd be fine as well. And there's a MVS mode, which is maybe the one we should be playing.
What is MVS
mode? I don't know. How it's different. You know what? It actually probably has no time limit. Maybe it's not a time limit, but character stuff. I mean, it's specifically for the home version. So.
This is kind of cool.
I mean, do you feel like it's very much like Contra?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like a good overhead Contra, you know?
Right.
But, like, it's just, like it's just got good style.
Yeah.
Like, it just looks really nice. Plays really well. Like, it just seems to have a cool personality.
Yeah. JT, the reason we don't stream on Twitch is because our audience is on YouTube. And it's just easier for us to reach people who watch our show.
Yeah, we start off streaming on Twitch.
Yeah.
And we just didn't get anywhere near as much attendance as we do on YouTube, so...
Yeah, you know, I did sign up for a Restream.io account, but even if we do that, we will just be watching the chat on here.
Yeah, unfortunately, that would be kind of complicated.
No, I mean, we just have to watch one chat, which would be this one here.
I'll get the bomb, you get the bomb.
Alright.
Oh no. Ooh, I don't know. I've got one character and not much life.
I'm gonna be Milky this time. That's her name, Milky.
Do you know all the characters' names?
No, I just know Milky and Loki. Are we able to monetize the YouTube stream? I think that we can.
I mean, it is monetized, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we really make much off of it.
No.
Like, maybe, like, 5 cents a stream, if we're lucky.
Really has nothing to do with monetization whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, we are going to get into the beta, apparently, for that the sponsoring. I don't really know how that goes.
That's like viewers sponsoring your stream. Yeah. Right? Like, I think they can donate money to be a sponsor.
Yeah, I don't really know exactly what it entails at all. But I did this, like, meeting with YouTube, somebody from YouTube a couple days ago. And I'm like, oh, do you know about the sponsor thing? I'm like, I've seen other people have it on their channel.
Oh, no, I'm dead. Oh, gosh, I have no idea who all these people are.
Oh, that guy. He's
slower. Oh, I've got, like, double machine, though.
But he's slower. There he goes. He's bad guy.
He's like the bad guy.
He's
eating rice cakes or something, probably. Like, you know, as you do in Japanese games.
Oh, graphics. We're trying. This is Tri's first time for sure that he's playing. He's played it. I played it a few times.
But you've not, like, played for super long.
No. As we get better, well, I'm sure we'll be dodging a lot more.
I mean, that was the first time I died.
Yeah.
Like, died out.
Well, then you had to continue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to dodge bullets normally, but
this is the first time I'm streaming and not playing on a PBM in a long time. I mean, it's not for a game that's too freaky.
Well, I guess I could use that speed up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize what it was.
Uh-oh, lava. We better get that. You can grab that. I need it.
Where? Oh.
Oh, it's gonna disappear. Already made it.
Oh, I missed it. What was it? Like,
it's
full life or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this guy again. I couldn't tell who was who. I've got milk too. Oh, I'm a different color.
For those that don't know, this was Tri's first time coming here.
Yeah, you've been to my place twice.
Yeah. Wow, look at this gun I got.
Wow.
It's kind of like a sniper rifle, too. It's like the gun from RoboCop. I like it! Look at this, just...
What's her special weapon?
Oh, we got
it. I haven't tried.
Ah, it's like a grenade. It's like a flaming grenade like that.
Ooh. What? Why did I lose it?
Because you only have a certain number of ammo.
For each thing? Oh,
yeah,
I thought we're...
See, I only have four shots.
Every time I lost it, I thought it was because I got hit or something.
We did not have a slumber party with Pizza and Scary Stories. We've gone to a lot of good places to eat, though. I think.
And we had a little visit by the 8-Bit Duke.
Yeah. Showed us, his retro pie.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
And you felt that it was there's less lag on it than
the Retron.
Yeah.
At least, well, I'll test the Super Nintendo.
But that's the one that's like.
That's the one to really test, because yeah, the Super Nintendo on the Retron is like crazy laggy. The other systems are like tolerable by my standards, but I only tested Super Nintendo on it. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's got, it looked like, you know, much of the full options of RetroArch from, you know, limited a bit that I know of RetroArch.
Sorry, I keep on taking the guns.
Well, I have a bad habit of just running for things, too, so... I'm not a good co-op partner. I just like picking things up.
I feel like this is a game that's just, like, getting in your head and you're gonna want it so bad.
It's a great game, it really is. What games are on the SNK collection?
I honestly got Magician Lord, is what I know.
What's Magician Lord?
It's a very challenging side-scroller. At least as far as I know, it's challenging. Uh-oh. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man, I'm in rough shape here. Uh-oh.
That guy, here he goes, he's gonna run away. He's just like,
oh, jeez. No.
Uh-oh. I like playing this one. He takes a lot of damage. I thought he was, like, gonna run for sure.
See, I should have dodged that, but I just...
I think because this trip has been so hectic, it's hard to say if the episode for this week is probably not going to be out this weekend.
Yeah.
But we're going to be covering the amount of games we're covering, and it keeps on increasing.
Yeah, but they're going to be covered very briefly. I think it's going to be an easy episode for you to do, but just, you've got more important things to do. What? Oh, you can jump to, like, the second to last jungle round. Or Valley Round. Why not?
Oh, cool. So you can...
Oh, wow. Look at this. This is awesome.
Yeah, like a nice symmetric.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you've got a lot more... You know, it's kind of like a situation I ran into a while back where I had to focus on getting things for the Game Boy episode because of things I was borrowing.
Yeah.
Even though that episode still isn't out, I had so much work to do to get, because I was borrowing things and you are too now, and you just need to get those done.
Right.
So, you know, you've got to work on that before you can really get to the next episode. And I'm finally, you know, I guess kind of starting this week, I'm going to be starting to, make real progress towards the Game Boy episode.
Yeah, that's
happening
gonna be
for real. That's going to be my next major effort. That boomerang's actually kind of cool. Like, it just, like, hangs out there for a while.
Oh, the Neo Geo flash card. That would be so cool to get.
Is it available yet?
No. It's going to be like $400, but... Ooh. It's better than probably more expensive than most games. Goodbye. There is a Neo Geo flash card in development, though. Man.
Oh, you've still got more continues. Can you earn continues?
No.
Can you if you're playing... MVS mode?
It was a quick one.
Yeah.
But it's just, I think it's kind of a bonus level.
I wonder if it would have been short on every path.
See, now we're...
We have to take the path.
The BSG. I am out of So what did we do? The stuff we did for Patreon. Do we want to like tell them what we did? I think it's kind of cool what we did.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
So we kind of experimented with some other things than we normally do. One of the things we did two of them actually. So since Shry was a big Nintendo guy growing up, he had only really followed Nintendo until well into the PlayStation generation.
Yeah, about halfway through was when I started paying attention to PlayStation. Yeah. I mean, I was aware of some Sega stuff, but you know, not a ton, and I didn't know a lot of people with it.
Yeah. So what we did is we went through two magazines from earlier eras that you weren't following them.
Right. A Sega magazine from the Genesis era.
Yeah.
And
from 93.
And a Game Pro from
98.
Like early-ish, the first half of, the first half of the PlayStation N64.
Well, it was October of 97.
Yeah. So, you know, I wasn't really starting to pay attention to PlayStation until maybe a year later.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. I mean, the Game Fan ended up being over an hour long.
Yeah. But we just went through every page and commented on.
Yeah, I really love what Classic Gaming Quarterly does in terms of going through old magazines. So it's very much a way to kind of do a similar thing. And what else did we do? We did a Tried never really played a PC Engine, and he just got one. And we did a hour-long Let's Play of the TurboGrafx EverDrive. And you just picked probably six or seven games, and we just spent an hour talking about them and playing them.
And again, this is Patreon content. This is,
Yeah, it's
We would never put a Let's Play, that's just not our style of content. But it's fun to do.
Yeah.
But we just kind of consider those, fun bonuses for our Patreon subscribers. And I think they enjoy it. And we enjoy making it. It's just kind of a casual, more fun thing to do. Well, I wouldn't say more fun necessarily, but easier for sure.
Right. It's fun. I think we'll shoot some other things tonight. We wanted to shoot a lot more. Yeah, this is technically a Let's Play. It's just live.
Yeah.
Very much so. But it's just like this. But more, it's just us. And it's an hour. We play a lot of games. But this is exactly like a Let's Play. I know, we don't do Let's Plays. We don't really. I mean, a lot of times the stream is more about the conversation than it is about the game.
Right.
But I mean, right. I don't know if that's considered what Let's Plays are usually.
Yeah. I don't really know what defines a true Let's Play. I guess the stream in some ways is our outlet for doing something maybe vaguely like a Let's Play.
Yeah. I'm just unloading here all my. This is my last life, I think. And it's all up to you.
Whew.
I'm out.
Uh-oh. Oh! Oh, okay. I still got one shot left on this guy. Well.
Now you got another continue.
What?
Keep going.
How'd that happen? I'll do that guy. I like this guy. He's cool. He's slow, but he's cool. I mean, I assume he must be doing double damage.
Maybe. But he's a lot slower.
Uh-oh. Oh, that guy just ran off.
So we borrowed about 8 or 9 arcade boards. from Arcade Legacy for the Super Gun. We just kind of had to decide, you know, we can't show a million games. Like, we just don't have... We don't have the hardware or the capability to show a million games. But since I only had Ninja Turtles, I can't just, like, only show Ninja Turtles. So what do we show? We show some cool stuff. We show Double Dribble. We show Two Crude.
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time. Final Fight.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
Marvel vs. Capcom, the first
X-Men. X-Men.
Yeah, X-Men, Children of the Atom. We couldn't get... the real Ghostbusters will be in it.
Right, we couldn't get to work with one of the Super Guns, though, is that right?
Right.
The dodging is a little weird on these vertical parts.
The what?
The vertical parts.
Oh, yeah, you just jump. But the Marvel vs. Capcom, the B board, which is like the cartridge part, is gonna sell it to me eventually. So I need to find my own A board,
yeah.
Which are like $130 usually. Hey, Chris from Classic Gaming Quarterly. Chris, we were just talking about how much we love your magazine stuff and. We just did a thing for the Patreon where we went through a couple of old magazines, Tri and I, since he's visiting me, and he hadn't read any other magazines other than Nintendo Power.
Like nuts, since I mean, I'd read a little Game Informer.
Yeah, but that's later. That was later.
Yeah, this was from, well, even at that time, I had barely had Nintendo Power. Like, I wasn't big into magazines before N64.
Yeah. So we went through a Sega Visions and from 93 and a Game Pro or Game Fan from 97. I don't have any Game Pros.
Well, oh, it was Game Fan? I thought it was Game Pro.
No, it was Game Fan.
You speak as if you think you're above Game Pro.
Yeah, well,
I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything
Game Pro
about
was
what
considered like the kiddie one.
Well, I don't really know much about what distinguishes the perceptions between various magazines.
Yeah, but Chris, doing that was directly inspired because of what you did.
Buster, is Buster that's crazy
the
one?
Yeah, that's the one you want. So, people are saying that Sony screwed up and that the PlayStation VR can receive HDMI from any source. And you can just plug in the FrameMeister or something.
You can look at the FrameMeister?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Like,
is this a hack or is it just literally just work?
I guess it just literally just works. Like, somebody tweeted it to
What do you mean, like, screwed up?
I don't know. I don't think it was supposed to let you do that.
I mean, there's no way they didn't know that it could do that if it just works.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't read anything on it. Just somebody tweeted that to me earlier.
That'd be hilarious.
It's not a screw up. It's like cinema mode. You can hook up any HDMI source.
Oh, would cinema mode only be viewable would the content only be viewable on the TV, not the in the VR helmet?
I don't know. Cinema mode just emulates a giant screen.
That's kind of cool. Like, I kind of want one now.
Is it worth $400?
How to get the best picture out of your FrameMeister on the PlayStation VR?
Yeah. We're not playing on the PVM. There's a PVM over there that is not on. We're just playing on.
This is easier to do for multiplayer, I think.
Yeah.
Man.
Game over. We did pretty good, though.
So what's the... Was it MVS or
MVS. AES? We're playing on the MVS.
Right, but what's the you said MVS version or something?
Yeah, let's try that. Let's see what it is. What the difference is. We're not playing on 10 screens. If you didn't see it last night, we did a Periscope, and I got Marvel vs. Capcom going on 10 different screens at one time.
Out of one board, through one super gun, distributed to 10 screens in Corey's little attic space.
Yeah. See, there's the MVS mode.
I wonder if it's designed to just, like, eat up your quarters.
I don't know.
I like tea.
I'm gonna be Mary Bell.
Let's go to the jungle round.
Sure.
How's that?
There's something in the box of arcade boards.
Oh, we're both Mary Bell.
Yeah. Well, she has the missiles.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean, they're probably weaker, but they have a bit of seeking on them.
But if you want, just playing Lone Wolf allows you just to play as the one character. So if you like somebody, you don't have to worry about.
I mean, I kind of like the switching, honestly. Does it literally give you three times the health?
For one character.
But is it that much?
I don't know. Because does health change when you change characters?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So maybe I just do more damage or something. I believe it is set to AES.
The system?
Yes.
I wonder what MVS means, then.
What do you mean? Oh, what MVS mode means?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can anybody in the chat look it up? Tell us what MVS mode on this means. Like, what changes? It's a Stinger missile when she pulls out her rocket launcher.
What rocket launcher?
That one.
Oh.
It's a Stinger missile. Oh, there we go. Oh. MVS, arcade difficulty between normal and hard.
So we've up the stakes.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
Right. I gotta dodge more.
Well, I've been doing a little more, but I could admittedly be doing more.
Now that you've been here, do you feel like it? You don't feel like it's as far of a long of a drive as you originally did.
An 8-hour drive is not that daunting to me, honestly.
Right.
So, I wasn't expecting it to be that bad. But I mean, I'm not exactly going to be coming up next month either. But, you know, I mean, we should do stuff like this, you know, at least once, if not twice a year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, eventually maybe more. I don't know.
Crush this
yeah,
guy.
I'm already out of character. I think.
Should we just like let the continue
run out?
Yeah.
And start on normal again.
Yeah.
Or I mean, eventually maybe we should consider easy. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we got really far.
Yeah.
Before, I mean.
Next time flyover, you know, I don't know if that would be like less gas or more. I mean, but.
What?
If we were to fly.
Less cost than gas?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Plus, we bring all our equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth driving.
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, what if we buy PVMs? You can't fly with a PVM.
Or Sega CDs.
Yeah. I could probably fly back with a Sega CD. I wouldn't like it.
What'd you get last night? You got Resident Evil 3 for the.
Yeah, and you know what? I was kind of expecting the backgrounds to not look that great, but they actually totally looked 480p when we tested it. Yeah, let's let the continues run out. It looked great. I went into one room where, like, an element in the foreground, like a table that the typewriter was on, looked like 240p. But it kind of worked because it almost made it look like that part was, like, out of focus.
Just hit in your name.
So I'm actually pretty impressed. And another...
Just hit... You don't have to put in your whole name.
I am going to put in my whole name. I did it. But yeah, it looked good. And another cool thing, right from the get-go, I don't think this was because of a save file that you had, because we don't think your old save file was loaded at the time. There were eight costumes to choose from.
I think the Milky Way is my favorite character. I don't know if there's a way to set infinite continues. Show the valley this time.
Okay. We tried a bit of it before, but
oh, we had a good question. I have the UniBIOS 3.2. I know there's another one out. I wonder if I could order, just like buy it.
For the
MBIOS.
What?
It's like the custom BIOS that lets you run from different regions and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
You could tell it, like pretend that you're playing on a Japanese system.
Is that pretty easy to get? Or install?
I wonder how much it is. It seemed like when I opened it up recently, it looked like it was pretty easy to install. I might be wrong.
See, to me, I think this game is so much more fun than Metal Slug.
You think this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is.
I want to like Metal Slug more than I do. Like, I love the animation and stuff, but. I think it's too arcadey in the sense that it you know, gets a little overly mean. Quarter munchery.
That's some real quarter munchery.
<That's your using bombs. It was probably a waste. Unless that means, like, strength up. Bomb strength up. Bomb.
Yeah, that's probably just additional bombs. Your bomb number is up.
Be honest, I'm, like, just... I'm kind of more comfortable just Got releasing it. The square button than to change directions than to use the R thing.
Quarter Muntry.
Quarter, do you like it?
Yeah.
Like the arcade version of Malark.
Did you play anything at the arcade yesterday?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have got that. I don't think I had any life off. Oh, no. Now I did. No, I was totally focused on getting footage. Oh no, she's dead.
We were hoping to shoot a bunch of stuff on screen geometry this week, but the person we want to talk to a professional. We are trying to get in contact with professionals because we don't want to put incorrect information out there.
They can get back to us in time.
Yeah, they can get back to us in time. But if, as soon as they do, and I can meet with them, you know, like, it's a priority. Like, we want to do it. I know that a lot of people are asking about it. But
we really wanted to do that this week. I was disappointed that we couldn't, but, you know.
Yeah. It's just the way it's happened so far.
Yeah.
I mean, we're trying. Get off me. What do you want? Yeah, I especially want to get a GH4 after I've like seen how nice tries GH4 like is for shooting my TV, especially just getting like the refresh lined up. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Although I mean, at this point, the GH5 will be out next year, I guess. So yeah. I could just wait for that.
But, you know, keep in mind, it's possible if you're shooting off-screen that it, you know, I haven't really done enough tests, but it might make it look a little jittery.
Well, I guess we'll see how it looks for me.
I mean, it probably won't be, because there's not, like, a ton of movement in the shot, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's only a 50th of a second on something that's, you know, in theory 60 frames, so... I was actually doing a 53rd of a second on your TV. It's I don't know, it's really weird. It's the refresh of the LED bulbs behind the screen.
When Troy got here on Thursday, we went to see Shin Godzilla.
It was an interesting experience.
Yeah, it was awesome, I thought.
It was exhausting because there was just a ton of dialogue in the movie. And, you know, it was obviously all subtitled. And there's, like, not only a ton of dialogue, but there's also, like, a lot of, like, titles and stuff that come up on the screen. Like it's all about politicians, is what the movie is all about. And, like, their names and roles, and then, like, the military ships that come up and stuff, and the planes, like, they all have these titles that pop up on the screen in Japanese, but they're subtitled for English, and, like, it's just a lot of reading to follow the plot. Kind of wore me out. But it was cool. I felt like it was sort of unlike any movie I've really seen before, just the way it was presented and everything. It was very unique.
The thing I liked about it is I thought that it was scary in the same way as the original was. We are playing this on my regular LED TV through the FrameMeister. The TVM that I usually use is behind me. It just wouldn't work out as well. It's just easier.
We couldn't both fit.
Yeah, I mean, we could both use our own PBMs if we wanted to, but then I'd have to set up two cameras, and it'd be weird. It's more fun just to do it, like, when you got somebody here, just playing on the same TV. I don't ever get a chance to do this.
Last time you did this was probably your brother was here, but that was a PS3 game.
Yeah.
I feel like this route might be harder.
Two Milkies.
She's my only character left at this point.
There's no light gun games for this. Whoa. Oh, cool.
This is cool.
There's a lot of levels in this game.
Yeah, and a lot, they look unique, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be fun if... Maybe next time we'll do something like that. Maybe we'll each have our own PBM. What I would like to do sometime, I think it'd be fun, is like maybe a race or something.
Yeah, I'm actually going to work on making my setup at home to where I could have two PVMs going at the same time with either the same or different games for streaming purposes. Each person could have their own PVM and stuff like that. That's the goal of my home setup. It might take me a little while to get it set up quite the way out. But I think it'll be cool. Well, I know it'll be cool. It'll be kind of stupid. I mean, we're...
It's not as stupid as 10 monitors.
Yeah, I'm not going to be beating you on that anytime soon. But I can already have the same game displayed.
Wait,
on
we were talking about whether
screens.
Or not that was has that ever been done in the history of the world? Marvel vs. Capcom arcade PCB playing on 10 screens in the same room at one time, all from the one unit.
Well,
I don't know.
Possibly, but
it's never been Periscope.
That's what I was when I said it's never been done. That Periscope has never been done and never will be done again.
Well, I got. Now that you say that, but somebody could set out to, like, make it.
Well, and if they do, I applaud them.
Yeah.
If there's any food, I really, really need it. This is my last character. Okay.
Bombs, walking. Uh-oh, can we go inside there? See you later, Chris. Thanks for stopping by. I think I was like on the front of the plane. Or missile or something.
There's that kind of food.
There's some food. There's a hunk of meat for you.
Oh, yeah. Still could use more food.
Well, I've already used a container.
Oh, really? I'll try Lonely and see how it goes. I'll go with Maribel.
See, you get the same amount of life. You just get three lives with three.
I got hit. Look how much I took one hit of damage, though. I am not so sure.
I guess you might have to be a character.
That's true. I guess she could have less defense. Cross the streams.
Got him.
What time even is it?
That's 10 o'clock.
Oh, awesome.
Is this? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I wonder if every character says the same thing.
I don't know. Oh. Oh, is this the one level we were on earlier?
Really? This is the one we died on, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like
it's
earlier on.
Yeah.
Why is that?
So I think we just changed courses before.
Do we have to do an extra... Are we penalized in progress by changing course?
I don't know. Oh, this is different, though.
What? No, we did that, I think. I think we did that.
Ugh.
I'm going to go back to team after this, because I feel pretty sure that... You overall get more health. I'm convinced.
You think? Sure would be nice to beat this guy. If you somehow did.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. But it would be cool.
I mean, it's just fun to play anyway, you know?
Yeah. Walking animation is pretty smooth. I mean.
It's not like the smoothest ever, but it's just good animation in general.
Yeah.
Just good overall sprite design.
This is the first time I've ever had a co-op on Neo Geo in this Neo Geo. I don't get a very never really get a chance to do couch co-op ever.
Get what?
The one footage of the one game for the next episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess it's not super critical, but.
It's not super critical.
But it'd be nice. We don't need a ton of it.
Oh, I got a gold gem. Gem makes me,
invincible briefly. But it's like pointless.
Yeah. Okay, so somebody in the chat just said that the Xbox compilation does a pretty good job with this game.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are the same games on it that you mentioned before for, like, the Wii?
Yeah, it's the same thing. You can try it. I have it, so if you want to play it.
Is the Xbox version better than the Wii version?
I don't know if there's an Xbox version.
Well, someone said something about an Xbox version.
No, I said the... Just saying that it's good. Did I say Xbox?
It sounded like you said Xbox when you said...
No, I didn't
say... A word that sounded like Xbox, but it sounded like Xbox. It's like Wii and PS2, right?
Yes.
I wonder if the PS2 version could be 240p.
I bet it's not. But we can. I can't. I don't have it. So it doesn't matter. But.
I mean, to test it, you have to put the Wii in 480i.
Right. I think you won't come back here as often because you're afraid you're gonna like buy so much too many games.
No, I mean, you know what? Here's the cool thing. As far as my backlog goes, I only got one unfinished game, and it was an accidental discovery in the Sega CD.
That was even on purpose.
I mean, I was planning to buy games to go up to my 99 backlog maximum, but I didn't see unfinished games that were the ones that were really calling to me at the moment.
He's got no pupils to his eyes.
I think that was a different cutscene from before. Or, you know, maybe we're just further than I realize.
Maybe.
Oh, this is... Okay, this is where I got finished off.
Jeez. I had a dodge bar. It's not that hard to dodge. You're invincible. I mean, really.
Whoa. I'm doing better than I was, but I could stand to improve. Point in case. Okay, I'm going back to the team. Let's see. Let's go with this guy. Let's go with this. I think this is the boomerang.
So next week, it's supposed to happen tonight, and because you came a different week than originally intended, next week we're going to have my friend Kevin on with us, who runs a thing called Buffalo Pinball, and we're going to be playing pinball games next week. Not real pinball games.
I wasn't even thinking either.
Probably video pinball, but he's an old friend. I've known him for a long time, his friend in Buffalo. He has every Jaguar game ever made. He ran like the most popular Nuon resource ever. But he's a good friend. I've known him for a long time.
Actually, I didn't know that was coming up soon.
Yeah, it was supposed to actually happen this week, and I forgot about it completely. And he messaged me this morning. He's like, "Is it still happening?" I'm like, "Oh no, this."
But he said next week was okay.
Yes. So we're going to play some pinball games.
That'd be cool. I think the only video pinball games I own are Pinball for the NES, which a lot of people don't like that game, but I always liked it. That was one of the relatively few NES... Man, that guy's dead already. That was one of the relatively few NES games that I had in my original collection. Actually, I don't think it was my copy. I think it was my cousin's copy. And, like, she just let me keep it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it was ever said that it was my copy. But she never asked for it back. I think the same thing happened. No, I had my own copy of Marvel Madness.
If you like watching people play real pinball games on stream, definitely check out the Pinball Twitch channel, because that's what it is. play pinball on stream. It's pretty amazing, actually, their setup.
And how often they do it?
They stream, I think, 3 times a week on Twitch.
Wow, that's impressive.
I mean, they're partnered with them. Like, we have enough viewers for that.
Wow, that's like awesome.
Yeah. That's right.
No, it was fine. I thought I hadn't run out of extra gun yet.
But yeah, it'll probably be stuff like Devil's Crush. Maybe I'll play Jackie Crush on the Everdrive. I've never played it before.
What would a hardcore pinballer think of more fanciful pinball games like Kirby's Pinball?
I don't know.
We've made progress here. We're further than we've ever been.
We're getting better.
Doesn't feel like it.
Dr. Frankie. Slam Knight.
What? Was there a mine there?
I don't know. Are we going the wrong way? I have no idea what happened there. I was kind of wondering if that... Nice throw.
Where we went. Oh, I just ran into that bullet like around to eat it.
You had a pretty cool Sonic 3 strategy guide yesterday.
You said Sonic.
Did I say Sonic 3?
You said Sonic.
Mario.
I'm offended. Oh, it's the, it's the official Nintendo Power one, which I had as a kid.
And you don't have it anymore?
No, I have it. I have half of it in pieces with no binding holding it together.
Oh.
I used it so much as a kid. I just poured over it. And, like, me and a friend would,
let's continue. Here we go. I'm going to try somebody different. I'm going to be Loki again.
Me and a friend would, use, like, the artwork in it for, like, drawing reference.
Jeez. It's easy to not see the bullets coming in there, like the fiery bullets.
Yeah, the regular ones like are on top of all the fire, but the fire ones are hard to see. Whoa! What?
Coming after us. There he is.
Whoa!
Standing next to each other like that. Oh, is that my last life?
Uh-oh.
Man, I'm worse at this game than you are.
I don't know. I'm telling you, I think team is more health. Also, I'm playing with a controller, which is obviously superior to an arcade stick. This guy just has more health than his tank. I guess you like chase a different bad guy like through each path or something.
Maybe.
Because the mountain path had like a red guy. Oh, he's doing the Ninja Turtles blank. Wow. She just threw a thumbs down because I'm nearly about to die.
Maybe.
She probably does that every time. Oh no, we're going into the base. Lone Wolf here.
Oh, in the game right here.
Any health off to the side?
Man, that was... a very good barrier. There's three bullets and the whole thing exploded.
I guess it wouldn't be proper for an arcade game to heal you between levels, huh?
Yeah. Should we try easy mode after this?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to have a shot at finishing it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if we got to see the end.
Yeah. I'm okay with putting the game on easy.
Yeah, I mean, I am too, especially because I don't own it. I'm willing to bend my rules a bit.
All right. Let's try it. Big Mama. Maybe I'll be Rio this time.
Yeah.
His name is Rio.
I'm gonna make Rio part of my team too. Because I think he's the one with the boomerang, which is kind of neat because it like just stays out there for a while.
Yeah. Let's try this. Let's just do the jungle.
Yeah.
You're in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die.
What was that from?
That's Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
If anyone is just shocked and alarmed, I am not very musically knowledgeable. Sorry.
No, this guy can take a lot more hits.
That doesn't mean he's just around the clock.
Yeah. Doesn't give me any more continues, though.
No, you probably just take less damage, or maybe bullets are slower, or something. Nah, bullets look the same speed. I think some of the Contra games do that, like hard mode bullets are faster.
I bet you can get unlimited continues just by putting it on arcade mode, putting the system in MVS mode.
Uh-huh.
You can probably just get unlimited continues if you want. Right.
Like, what button would you hit to get continues?
Well, you have to do it in the Uni BIOS when you start up the system.
Oh, okay.
You can tell it...
that would be cheating for sure.
Yeah.
And now that system doesn't have a power LED.
The MBS?
Yeah.
It does. It has a green note.
Oh, I can't see it.
And the rack.
Oh, I was going to say, I felt like we played this level before, but it was when we briefly tried MBS mode.
Yeah. It's like shooting those guys' arms off sometimes.
Yeah, it's like pretty violent.
It definitely does feel a lot easier.
I just lost my first character. Oh, this isn't the guy with the boomerang.
The same character as me. He's the one with the bow and arrow.
Oh, that's why this is an arrow. Bow is pretty strong, though.
Yeah, I almost bought a Neo Geo CD for a long time. I was contemplating it before I decided to not.
And there's no way you could add that to what you've got.
No, it's its own system. It has a fairly slow drive. I mean, there's a CD-Z, like a updated model of it, that's a little bit faster, but that's a lot more expensive.
Yeah, I forgot it was its own system. And it basically it's the same games, right? It's just cheaper, they're cheaper to produce. Or they were cheaper to produce. I mean, now what's out there is probably expensive.
Yeah, I mean, it's not super expensive. The CDZ, the faster one, is definitely cheaper to produce. So. So you wanted to play with the control pad because you said you don't really wouldn't even know how to use the joystick.
No. I was playing what was it? Too Crude arcade board.
And you're like, I don't know what the buttons did.
Well, I not only did I not know what the buttons did, but I'm really bad with a stick. Like, to control like digital movement with that kind of digital stick, like I can't, in the same way that a PC elitist just could not understand why I would want to play a game with a controller.
Oh, check it out, Bob Cornhole's in the chat.
Hey, Bob Cornhole! I love that guy! I'm pretty sure Bob Cornhole's played this game.
Yeah. But he thought it was ass. I'm gonna hang on. I got a mod. Mod Bob Cornhole.
I'm sure these are powers that we can trust in the hands of Bob Cornhole.
Amazing. I feel really odd. Look at this.
Whoa, man, this game just has all the variety in the world.
I feel like I'm really lucky that Bob's made his appearance. Oh, look at the dodge. It's just a getting down like that. Does Bob Cornhole capture up all of his game footage in composite? I'm wondering. I only have two Neo Geo games. I just have this and Ironclad, which isn't even like really a. It's almost like a homebrew. Yeah, in a way.
Speaking of Bob Cornhole, one of my coworkers who works in, he's like the sports broadcast guy, he was approached to produce the live video production for like the national cornhole like championship or whatever.
Did he take it?
I think they couldn't pay him enough money. Oh, look at her, how she rolled. Oh, I'm gone.
I haven't even lost a life yet.
The whole game? Well, since you switched.
No. Period. I have this whole game.
No.
I'm serious.
Okay, now I'm the boomerang guy.
Oh, that's how badass was that? Oh, there goes the first life.
That's some pretty good water there. I mean, I know we've seen water before, but I don't know the same afternoon here.
So did he take the job or what?
Oh, my coworker?
Yeah.
They couldn't pay him enough money, so no, he didn't do it.
Oh.
I told him he should have done it just for the experience of, you know, working the national cornhole championships or whatever. Yeah. I forget where it was.
It's pretty popular here.
Really? I thought it was more of a southern thing, honestly.
Well, I mean, we kind of are southern, maybe more Midwest.
I want to say it was in Tennessee, you said, maybe? I forget. I was very disappointed he didn't do it, though.
Now we have somebody from Venezuela here.
Wow.
Thanks for watching.
Are we going slower through this water in general? Because I don't think this guy's actually this slow.
No.
I mean, slow, one of the slower ones, but...
Can we take damage there?
Well, no.
Uses a crossbow to shoot that thing. I feel like it's like chewy.
Man, I just can't see. Like these tank battles are annoying because there's like nowhere to go.
Yeah. There he goes. Get him.
Bob Cornhole loves Tetris Sphere. It's a rare game, you know. I do not love Tetris Sphere. I actually dislike Tetris Sphere, I'm sorry to say. Uh-oh, what's going on here?
I gotta help my wife move something in just a minute.
Okay. Oh, wow.
But we won't. Wait a second. Hey, let me just respond real quick. Whoa! That guy really flew. Earned an extra life.
Can you use that? No. I forgot we were playing on easy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like obvious to me that it's easier.
I definitely feel like it's easier. Maybe I'm in the zone. That's funny.
M and Y's bar.
Oops.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
I don't like these guys. Oh no.
It's kind of a different boss battle, though. I like it.
The sadness.
Yeah. Oh, look at that tank in the water. That's pretty cool. Ooh, rocket launcher.
Ooh. Rocket launcher.
Yeah. Super fine, so she's okay, I guess.
Okay.
She's a pro. Have we had any copyright strikes on any videos? We've gotten copyright strikes on live streams. Specifically from Konami.
Konami and Power Rangers.
Power Rangers. Yeah, the Power Rangers Sega CD game.
Which is, it blows my mind. I guess they must have made a previous claim on the Sega CD game before. Because there's no way that, it could scan and recognize, the footage from the episode as poorly compressed as it is on the Sega CD.
The rev out.
Oh, ah! God. Didn't make a big difference.
feel like you've done worse on this mode than...
Maybe. I don't know. Well, I switched to Milky manually. I didn't lose my other guy. I just thought, well, I'll, in case we run across some food or something, I'll switch to him and get him recovered.
Whoa. Poison gas. Okay, so we can, if we're hitting him right now, that means we're... but those are all the copyright strikes we've gotten so far. Just on live streams, thankfully. We've never had to go back and, like, edit, re-edit the actual episode before.
Man, she didn't.
I mean, I think some of it might be the fact that we... The way that we edit stuff, we don't usually show a shot for that long. Oh.
And the Konami stuff, I think, has all been, like, cutscenes.
Yeah. I have not dropped it. We've not dropped any frames.
That's amazing.
So
getting there.
Yeah.
Well, this level's cool. It's short, too. Huh. What? That was weird.
Huh?
We didn't play the train.
Maybe on this, taking this direction, nothing happens. That craziness happens.
Huh. The train level was cool.
you are planning on doing an episode on Konami.
Actually, to be honest, several. So, but I really want to do them, so I'm just going to kind of take my chances on that.
And if you shoot the guys like long enough, they just like they like pop.
Yeah, there's several Konami episodes I want to do, so I'm just going to have to be careful. But, you know, they're just things I really want to do. Like, I mean, Konami made a lot of great games.
Watch this guy, look at him. It's like, it's intense. Isn't it?
What a way to go.
Yeah. That boomerang's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I feel like if there's a bunch of guys, like, it's a good way to just, like, kind of add a little extra damage swirling around the screen. Oh, boy, he's gone now.
I shot his arm off. Man. The internet is just, what's the high-speed fiber optic? Is it what it is? Fiber optic? Cincinnati Bell. Man, this is awesome. It really is.
I mean, it's the best Neo Geo game I ever played.
So many games like this.
Well, I mean, I feel like not many games, not many overhead shooters, like, in this style really mastered it. Like, I mean, now we've got the whole twin stick shooter thing, which is pretty awesome, but like, again, I feel like that's a little different from a game like this.
Oh, you got the hyper.
That's different from what you had, right? Yeah. This is pretty intense.
wasted. You only got 11. That meat is gonna shoot out of stuff.
Yeah, but these things are probably what I should be.
Right.
There's gonna be something big here.
Wait, is NX announcement supposed to happen soon?
I hope it doesn't happen tomorrow because I'm going to be on the road. I would like for it to happen this week, though. That'd be great.
It would be really funny if it happened tomorrow.
That'd be like the worst timing.
Your last three lives, so you use them wisely.
That's right. Oh no, exactly.
His back. He's in the Harrier now. I like that he's like so big on the Harrier.
Snake!
See if we're gonna land this level.
See, I don't know. Why am I doing worse?
I don't know.
Maybe Jungle Route's harder. Or harder for me.
It's like the default choice.
I thought default was mountain.
No, the middle one is the default. We're pretty excited about the Shantae games getting a release.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I just wish they could get a Game Boy Color emulator on a...
Yeah, you know, I got a thing saying that Half Genie Hero was pushed back to November. Or December. I think it was like pushed to November.
Yeah, it was I heard of a delay... A while back. So it was delayed a second time.
Right. It's just a thing from Amazon saying it was delayed.
Oh, okay.
And I backed the game. I wish I could just get the physical copy from my backer. The backing of it.
I guess they didn't offer a way to do that. I saw that Yooka-Laylee is getting a physical copy.
Yeah.
And I did not back that, but I do want to play it. And I saw that last I looked, details had not been announced yet, but they did say that they were going to offer a way for backers to get a physical copy. But I don't know what the details are. It's not too relevant to me. What's relevant to me is how non-backers get a physical copy.
Right. Because you would have backed it if there was a physical
copy. I would have backed it if there was a physical copy, but I'm kind of making my thing where from now on, I don't think I'm going to back any Kickstarters unless part of the Kickstarter is a guarantee of a physical copy. Because I don't back a lot of Kickstarters as it is. So that's kind of
going. Wait, you didn't Shenmue then, right?
Only after they announced physical copy. Oh, they didn't. They didn't start off guaranteeing that.
Right.
But I feel like it's almost going to be standard, especially for developers who have some clout in history.
Right.
Smaller projects. That's a hard thing to guarantee. Well, I mean, they're all smaller projects in some extent.
Yeah.
Could be very large projects, but what I mean is, they have to be.
Oh,
like,
you got the Buster.
Ooh. They have to be developers that People were like, oh yeah, they made this.
Let's continue. Ooh. He was walking backwards.
So what did, was anyone clarifying about, like, was there actual information about when NX announcement is happening?
No.
They were just saying it's gotta be soon.
No, so I'm just waiting on the NX.
As long as it's not tomorrow, I'm cool with whatever day they want to be.
Shock Troopers 3 is gonna be a launch game on it.
That'd be great. I'd buy it.
Yeah, someone should kickstart a sequel or a spiritual successor to this game.
Oh no. This is like the thing in the snowfield in Contra. I'm sorry, I'm trying to sing when I cannot do so.
Behave, guys, or you'll get cornholed. It just makes an appearance just for a second. You just got cornholed. Hard. Oh my gosh, I'm on the last flight. Easy mode.
I feel like easy mode is a placebo, and that's why you're just doing better.
Maybe.
There he goes. Well, I guess we're both making it to the last level. Barely. What next level is last level, right?
Is all? I don't think so. I think there's seven.
It's like so interesting, like how many levels there are. No, it is.
The BSG. Well, we're gonna make slightly further.
Yeah, we will. I mean, you weren't even here last time, so.
Right.
Out.
I'm almost dead.
Oh, don't have that attitude. Easy mode was only easier for you.
Yeah. time 5 minutes left before it's time to end the game. Maybe we could play something else for a few minutes.
What would be quick and easy to do?
You want to play Marvel vs. Capcom? Should we play Marvel vs. Capcom for a minute? Let's do it.
On a real arcade?
Yeah.
How are you going to plug in my controller? Uh-oh, what happened?
Did it crash?
OBS crashed. Why would it have crashed?
Oh. Hang on. Let's make sure it says stream resumed.
Well, the webcam's not on.
I know. Hang on. Are we back? We're back with blue. Hey.
It should be blue.
We're back. It shouldn't be blue.
I mean, it should be blue.
Yes, it should be blue.
That's just the Framemeister screen.
That happened earlier.
But, what?
It just like randomly crashed when I turned off the game.
Huh.
Alright.
That's weird.
It is.
So, for the record, I don't have any idea how to play Marvel
vs. Crash again?
Yeah. Could it be the weird refresh rate?
Alright. I don't know what's going on. We're just gonna...
I think it might be... It could be, like, confusing OBS or confusing the input a bit much because
I've never had a crash, though.
Because it's a weird refresh rate. But you know, some of those arcade boards, while you had OBS or had your record software running, caused your computer to blue screen to death. So, for the record, what we are playing here, this is not Dreamcast. This is not anything, any sort of...
It's dark.
This is an actual arcade machine. An arcade board running through a Super Nintendo.
I don't know what's going on. Like, this doesn't seem to be working. The blue button doesn't seem to be working. Hit that button, you can try easy mode.
Oh.
My jab is not working.
What's easy mode? I will go normal speed.
I know, but my jab is not... There's nothing going in. See?
Look at Wily.
Oh, duh. Duh. I don't have the kick harness plugged in. Oh, that's why.
You don't have to move the whole setup?
Is it going to... It might crash again. If it crashes, then...
It didn't crash. Oh, you gotta put the...
The kick harness is gonna be in. Sorry, guys.
In the board.
Yeah.
So what's easy mode?
There it goes. Now it crashed.
It's so wild.
Yeah. Alright.
We're really back.
Yeah, I don't know why that happened. I'm gonna have to figure it out. Alright. Let's do it. Kick it, that'll fix it. Maybe I should ban it. Let's try one more.
Ban what?
No, I'm just kidding. Man. Kick it from the chat. Whatever. Nothing.
Okay, so this is, again, to establish, this is a real Marvel versus Capcom. Oh, I need to start. This is a real Marvel versus Capcom arcade board. played through a super gun.
All right, we're good now.
I will say easy and normal because I know nothing. Now, I'm only choosing Ryu because I have a vague understanding of some of his inputs. Oh, hey, look at that.
And I'm not good at this.
Well, I am awful. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've played the Dreamcast version at least a little. A teensy bit.
You know how to tag out your characters, right?
No, and I don't really care.
Yeah, you press, I don't know what you, if it is.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Once one character goes down, the other comes in automatically, right?
Right.
Oh, but they do it an attack when you...
Yeah, if you hit both your like, middle kick and your middle punch.
I have no idea what buttons those are. Well, I say I have a vague understanding of Ryu's moves, I know how to do a Hadouken. That's it. Did I grab you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh wait, I'm the blue Ryu. Whoops. That was interesting. I'm feeling it doing a Hadouken though. Why are you red now?
Because I turn into Ken.
Oh, okay.
You can turn into Ken and Akuma.
That Dr. Wily, that is like the finest Dr. Wily sprite I've ever seen.
You gonna continue? Hit start to continue.
Oh. Ba-dum-bum. Oh, was it just going to go against the AI?
Yeah.
I'll try Chun-Li and Zangief.
Oh, okay. You can hear the fan. Is there...
Oh!
Sorry, the CPS2 fans are so loud, and it's like directly behind the thing. I didn't even think about that.
Gosh. Yeah, there's not much you can do about it, really.
Yeah, I can. Let me see if I can point it into a different direction without making the stream crash.
That should help.
Yeah. That's the thing with these. With CPS2, like the fan go crazy. You know, it just is on full speed.
Well, look at me. I did a little jumping combo. I did it again. Look at that. Like I'm doing a fireball thing. Or is that you? I can't even tell. Doing fighting things.
This is high level NBC play right here.
Look at this. Like. Oh no. Almost took one of you guys out.
Isn't that cool Arthur thing? Oh.
Did I kill you, dude?
I don't think you killed my dude. If I knew it wasn't gonna crash, I'd put in, like, Turtles in Time. Yeah, I mean... There's not a lot of noise here. I don't see any...
No, well, yeah, I do see it there.
But it's...
We've been having trouble with noise on the arcade boards.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm going to try something. I'm going to try something crazy. Okay?
Uh-oh. Are we going to crash the stream?
I'm not going to crash the stream. I'm going to switch to something that has an input that's not getting an input from that. All right. We're going to try and change boards. We're going to see what happens.
Oh, no. Well, at least you changed the scene. That might fix it.
Right. That's what I mean.
Here we go.
We'll try one thing. And then we'll wrap it up.
I wonder what board you're pulling out this time. This is a board that does not have a fan.
Business. We are in business.
Okay, turn it. You have to turn up the music here.
Pizza power.
You probably can't really hear it on the stream. That's good.
Pizza power. You guys ready?
Like all those coins you just put in.
Alright.
So this is again a borrowed arcade board here.
Is the game audio sound okay right now? It doesn't actually say. You gotta press start, by the way.
Oh. I am pressing start.
You're attacked. Oh. This should be these two. It might be reversed, though. Look at how awesome the enemy deaths are.
Yeah! It's like really over the top.
Yep. I mean, we're playing, this is Turtles in Time, but it's just the arcade version. Which is awesome. It's apparently not as good as the SNES version has more levels.
Well, I mean, the same can be said of the NES version, and that's kind of my argument. One of my arguments for kind of preferring the NES version to the arcade version. I don't know, I just like the feel of that. The NES version is better for Turtles too.
Are the buttons how they should be? Is square attack?
Yep. Prepare to die.
That's like a great way to play it, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot more voice acting.
It's kind of amazing how similar it looks to, you know, the other arcade Turtles, you know?
Right.
In terms of graphics. Because we're used to thinking that Turtles 2 NES to Turtles in Time Super Nintendo is like this big jump. What is that? Oh, it's pizza. Not that it matters, we've got so many continues.
Yeah, you have 71 lives.
I don't know if we've really got enough time, though, to...
We're not gonna play.
Yeah, we'll just play a couple levels. We're messing around.
Yeah, I mean... This is what we should be. It's the kind of stuff we should be. I mean, it's way more fun watching two players play this, probably, than...
Two people who... Can't play Marvel vs. Capcom, play Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
Especially one person who absolutely, for sure, cannot play Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah. Cowabunga! Alley Cat Blues! It is a little dark.
There is some control over that, but... I think one of the big things you're going to see in this Super Guns episode is that, you know, playing arcade boards can be finicky, and it's not going to be an RGB episode.
Yeah.
It's definitely not going to be how to get the best picture out of your arcade boards and Super Guns and stuff, because that's honestly something we haven't quite figured out if there's a proper solution to. We're getting noise in this stuff. And
yeah, certain games are darker than others, but, you know, yeah, it depends on the input. Like, RGB is sometimes darker than, like, this one does component as well. And component is brighter, but for some reason, component with this super gun that I have does not show up in the frames. I just get a blue screen.
But
you can hear audio.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the important thing is you're playing an arcade board, a real arcade board, completely accurately. There are some issues with the image quality, but at the end of the day, it's still pretty cool, you know?
Right. And it's not emulated, it's the real thing.
Yeah, I mean, essentially all the Super Gun itself is an interface and a way to control it, a way to get a picture, encode a picture. You know, the board itself is the computer.
Yeah, the J-Rock component does not play nice. So it's that's a known thing then, I guess, huh?
The what?
The J-Rock component. Reggie B. Cable says that the J-Rock component won't play nice with the Capture Frameizer stuff. Which is, but on the flip side, it does work with the OSSC. So that's how I will be capturing probably stuff.
A good chunk of that.
Yeah. Because it shows up fine in the OSSC over component from the J-Rock.
I feel like there's more pizza laying around.
I mean, I could use the OSSC right now, but I don't. I'm not gonna go through the hassle of getting it all set up right now. It wouldn't take me very long, but I'm just not gonna, because people would rather, I think, just. Yeah, S video is fine. Do you know, does the J-Rock have a known, like, noisy RGB?
Because I feel like if there was an improved encoder, you could just, like, easily replace it. Like, there's no soldering in that thing, it's just, you know, plugs.
Yeah.
Look at Mike.
The music on this level is great.
My toes!
Be interesting is if Konami claims this for an arcade board.
No, I don't think they will if it's not a
cutscene.
Yeah, they might for the.
There might there was a little cutscene.
Yeah. Those aliens, like, they look exactly like aliens, like aliens from aliens.
Yes. They do.
Yeah, the Windy Gaming is one that we spent all day testing.
Yeah, that was the main one we've
played. It was a prototype, though.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting noise in the Jason's Customs, too, but.
But I don't mind sending. I mean, using the OSSC is a good workaround, at least for me.
And honestly, I thought the noise was less noticeable on the OSSC.
Yeah.
From what I could observe.
So Konami can't claim rights on this.
Ha! Makes sense early on.
Don't want to waste those quarters.
I love how the coin button is yellow on the Jason's costumes.
Yeah.
Of course. I guess quarters are not actually yellow.
Man, we should. This is what we should have done. We should have just like.
Oh no, shock troopers though.
No, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was what we should have been playing. I think. I would have.
But as you know, like as you could tell, like the colors were fine on Marvel vs. Capcom. So it's
Marvel vs. Capcom, I feel like, is the most consistently good looking game of the boards we've tested.
My yeah. He's banishing us to the time warp. Prehistoric
turtle Saurus. Whoa, that is a long time ago.
Good thing the foot's here. You know, I think when we talked about playing Ninja Turtles, we said, "Oh, we could play Shock Troopers and maybe a little Ninja Turtles." I think,
I meant Ninja Turtles 2.
Or you mean
what I call Ninja Turtles 2. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think we would be borrowing a Turtles in Time.
Right.
I mean, I prefer Ninja Turtles 2 to Turtles in Time. Oh, it just got super dark.
Because we went inside the cave.
Are you sure? Because, like, the HUD is dark, too.
Huh.
And we'll see. I think through the gaps, like, the light looks normal.
There goes the guy right again.
It's probably the game.
Yeah, because we're heading, because I think that's the exit right there.
Unless it's a heck of a coincidence. That background's pretty cool. That'll hide any noise issues.
Yeah.
Honestly, Turtles in Time has a lot of stuff that I don't remember from the show that I think happened, like, you know, after I stopped watching it.
Yeah, I know Bebop or Rocksteady.
The bosses seem to die surprisingly quickly.
Yeah. Whoa! Skull and crossbones. Who's that? Is that a Toka?
Yeah.
So the characters from the second movie would become, like, they were in the show eventually? Like Toka and Raza?
There is a crazy looking spike turtle from the show, because I actually have the action figure of that. I forget his name, but... I don't remember him being the one from the movie.
My toes. Oh, my nose. Goku and Roz are in season 7. And that's probably... Whoa. Not watching. Did it get dark again?
The
town looks like it's dark again.
Oh yeah. Kind of is. It's a little odd.
The more prep time I could have done, that was a scene.
Duh, my nose!
Oh, you gotta avoid that.
So, I mean, this is fun and all, but if we're gonna get a few more things done that we needed to get done, we should probably stop after this level.
Yeah, definitely.
Duh, my nose!
That's right, I got it. It's hard to forget. Alright, it's easy to forget.
Okay, that's not the crazy spiky turtle I was thinking of.
I think, is that Toka and Razar? I don't know. Is that who it is?
There's a green, like, crazy spiky looking turtle. I have his action figure. I just don't feel like I remember seeing him in the show. I just don't remember who he is. Man, I haven't seen the second movie in so long. I've been meaning to rewatch it just because I'm sure it doesn't really hold up. I mean, the first one is unbelievable how well it holds up.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
These are the guys in the movie.
I always just thought it was so disappointing.
Oh, look at it. He's like, it became a little turtle.
I just always thought it was so disappointing it wasn't being long enough. Like, it just should have been.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Interesting. So Bebop and Rocksteady are the bosses of this level. And the SNES group.
Oh, well that seems familiar. Aren't they wearing, like, pirate hats or something?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Dog. Whew. All right.
Where are we going next? Where are they going just to stand there?
Oh, they're going to bury my shell at Wounded Knee. Wild West.
Bury my shell. All right. The image does look dark, but
oh, arcade boards, man. Problematic, but cool.
Yeah.
Okay,
hang on. Let's get us back here. So we can do this here. There we go.
There we are.
There he is.
That Bob Cornhole.
Yeah.
He's probably left us.
No, he was here a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very recently.
I'm glad to have the company of Bob Cornhole. On the My Life in Gaming stream here in October 2016. I will remember it forever.
I have no idea how much an Outrun board would cost. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to play it anyways unless you had a wheel.
Is there no way to, like, adapt the interface?
I don't know. I don't know. Answer for that. All right. So, next week there's going to be pinball, and probably not an episode on Friday. Probably the week after.
I think you should just commit to saying, sorry, there's absolutely not going to be an episode this week, because you've got to spend time on these boards while you've got them.
Right.
Unfortunately, I won't be here to help you. But I will be home getting what I need to do for the next episode, and then I'm going to be moving on to Game Boy.
Right. Next week at Trey's house? No. No.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool, but it ain't happening.
It'd be cool. Yeah. But... All right, everybody. Thank you for watching tonight. And we'll see you next week.